The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah, after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors. Then all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Ambrose, he's considered one of the greatest early fathers of the church, said this about Zechariah. So the angel of the Lord had come to him and he did not obey his word. He said, "Unbelief left him bereft of utterance and hearing." So he became mute and deaf because he didn't follow the word of God. But then when he does act in faith, Ambrose says, "That which unbelief had bound, faith set free." My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit gives us the example of Zechariah as one not to follow. You know how sometimes, and we've probably all had this experience, after we say something to someone, a little while later we go, "Man, I think that was the Holy Spirit, right? That wasn't from me." Or sometimes we even know in the moment, there are times when I'm up here preaching, I'm going, "Man, this is really good. I didn't come up with that. You know, that's amazing. The Holy Spirit's at work." The more we are obedient to the Word of God, the more we're open to receive His Word, the more we speak His Word, it abides in us and it flows out of us. But the opposite is also true. When we don't listen to the Word of God, when we don't receive it, that voice is the one voice we need to hear. And when that Word does not abide in us, our words are going to be emptied. And when we reject listening to Him, when we clearly, He says something, we go, "Oh gosh, you know, that's not really what I want to do." I was over at a family's house not all that long ago with a number of kids, and it was interesting, in the middle of, you know, sitting down after dinner, the mom says to me, "Oh, I'm so sorry, the kids were making all this commotion, and it was loud," and she goes, I'm so sorry about my kids, you know, they're just excited to have you over." And it was interesting because I wasn't even aware of the noise of the kids, because I've been around it my whole life, you know, these big families, lots of kids. And I thought in that moment, you know, it is possible to totally void out certain noises or certain voices, even God's. And when we do it once, it's like we just start to close the door a little bit, and pretty soon we can't even hear what He's saying to us. Now, so my brothers and sisters, it's so important from time to time to make that act anew, like, "Lord, I want to be open to whatever You want to say to me, right? I want to receive Your word." How many times have we heard in stories people say, "Gosh, you know, I just knew in my heart I wasn't supposed to do something," and they avoid a car accident, or they don't get in the plane wreck, or blessings come down to them. The other day, a family invited me over for dinner, and a family that I really enjoy spending time with, and as soon as I received the invitation, on my heart it was like, "That's not what I'm supposed to do." And I was like, "Man, what? No, is that really You, Lord?" And so I waited. I didn't reply one. And it was confirmed one, twice, three times. And so I said no to this family. And I have no idea why, but just I had to obey that interior voice. The blessings that God desired to give me that night that I could not have possibly received if I had said yes, that came to me reading this morning. My brothers and sisters, He speaks to us all the time. And it's so important that even when we don't understand why He's asking something of us, we are obedient to those inner promptings. Because of the graces that will flow down, when we're obedient to one, When we receive one grace, grace builds upon grace. When we lose one grace because we're not obedient, we lose out on a whole host of graces that He desires to give. Let's ask as we receive His word in the flesh today, that we might always be open to His word and obedient to whatever He speaks to us.